So one day, every day, so many wonderful pastimes of the Lord take place in Vrindavan. And it is not only during the day, but the 24 hours, day and night. Lord stays busy. Astakaliya Leela. So one day they were out there in Bhandirban. While the cows were herding, grazing the grasses there, Krishna, along with his friends, he got busy with the play. That's business as usual. That's a play. It's no work, in fact. He only plays. No work, all play. That's the Lord. Then the cows disappeared. Trana lobhena gauvaram. Trana lobhena. As they were greedy for the green grasses, they went to another forest and then to another forest. And everyone is looking nasta jivyaha vichetasaha. The principal mean of livelihood in Vrindavan are the cows. Land and the cows. So thinking that we have lost the cows, vichetasaha. The coward boys, they were almost on the verge of losing their consciousness, losing their lives. Now, swagodhanam, because that is their wealth, godhanam. So they're searching, looking for cows. And finally, they managed finding their cows in one of those forests on the eastern bank of Jamuna. Ta ahuta bhagavata mega gambhiraya gira. The Lord called them by their names. Svanam nam ninadam shrutva pratinedu praharshitaha. And as each cow's name was called, that cow was feeling satisfied. Oh, see, he remembers my name, he called my name. I'm so jubilant. The cow next to that cow was missing. Oh, my name is not calling. My name is not calling. She's crying. But when her name is also called, then she's also very happy. Ninadam. Swanam nam. Ninadam. Shrutva. Pratinedu. Praharshita. Praharshita. Harsh. They express their joy. Their ways. They have their ways to express their joy. So Krishna called 900,000 names, 900,000 cows. Each one he has a name. One cow is called Mridanga Mukhi. That cow's mukh is like a mridanga shape. This is called Mridanga Mukhi. And like that. Very foreign names, typical names. But then where all of them had assembled, all the cows and the cowherd boys. Being a summer season, that forest caught fire. It was a forest on fire. Fire all around, and the cowherd boys and cows in the midst of all that. You could imagine the situation. And there was a wind blowing, which wasn't helping the situation. Wind was only increasing, spreading the fire. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira, He Rama, Amita Vikrama. The coward boy started calling, Krishna, 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 Krishna. We should learn calling Krishna. Don't call police. What good is calling police? In India, we have stopped calling police. We get into more trouble by calling police. Yes. So coward boys, residents of Vrindavan, when they are in difficulty, the first person they remember is Krishna. So you can see the whole thing is on fire now. They're experiencing some fire here. Things are burning. Yes? On fire. And so they said, oh Krishna, you are Mahavir. You are a big hero. And you, Balaram, Amita Vikramaha. You have unlimited strength. Balaram. And they say, it's not very fair that we should be put into trouble like this because we are surrendered unto you, Prapannas, Tratumarhata. So when Krishna heard this appeal of his friends, and cows are also expressing difficulty and they're mooing. That's not. Didn't work. Okay. Not one. So, distress, right? Distress call. Distress. So, vacho nishamya krapanam bandhunam bhagavan hari. So, when Krishna heard the appeal of his friends, and the cows, Krishna said, addressing all of Nimilayat Lochanani, friends and the cows, please close your eyes. Eyes closed? No, they're all open. Mohan's eyes are closed. Good coward boy. So that was the first thing he asked. Okay, close your eyes. Ma bhaishta, do not fear and close your eyes. Two things they had to do. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, just close your eyes. And they did so. Everyone closed their eyes. And next thing Krishna did was finished. He swallowed the fire. And that way extinguished the fire of the entire forest. American government should call Krishna. So many forests on fire. And they're making so many attempts for months, they're blazing. Nothing works. Krishna could come. Finished. Okay, open your eyes, boys and cows. And when they opened the eyes, everything was back to normal. And green also. no smoke, nothing. So there are several commentaries on why Krishna asked his friends to close their eyes. Because they count him, they think he is their friend. And if he was to swallow the fire right in front of them, they may begin worshipping him. Oh, you are so great, and this and that. Oh, and reverence, and that would be the end of the friendship. The sakha bhav would not be there. So he did not want to make a big display of his power, prowess, strength. Just close your eyes. They closed, and who knows what happened. And they did not make inquiries, and more pastimes continued. The fire originates from the mouth of the Lord, comes out of the Lord. So Lord also was saying, hey, fire, what are you doing out there? Come in, come in. Has to be in there. So he swallowed, meaning the fire, was put into its right place. Get in there, I say, get in there. So God inside. That's where it belongs, to the mouth of the Lord. So that pastime over. Then there's a whole description of the varsha, the rainy season and autumn season in Vrindavan. You have to read all this. This is 20th chapter. Wonderful. Rainy season in Vrindavan, followed by the autumn season. This rainy season right now. There are six seasons, each one lasting for 2 months. That's how it works in Vrindavan. It works in six seasons. So these are the 4 months of Chaturmasya. Says how, the difference of the clouds described in rainy season, clouds are all thundering, and they're all black clouds, right? Hanging very low. But as it gets closer and into autumn, the same clouds are white clouds. You notice the white clouds in Vrindavan? We notice very clear also. So Sukadeva Goswami makes the comment that when person is accumulating lot of wealth, sometimes even by some illegal means, some black business, whole appearance is black. And then when the charities are given, so clouds are giving waters to others, and then they turn white. So advice here, the lesson here to be learned from even those clouds of Vrindavan is, do not accumulate, give in charities, share the wealth with needy. Ishavasham idam sarvam, and have a clean life, clean image, white image. The black versus white. The black clouds, white clouds. It just came to my mind. It is there. Dhinavaha mandagaminya. The cows in Vrindavan, there's lots of grasses to eat, and there's a lot of milk also in their milk bags, and they are not even able to move faster. But as they hear the flute of Krishna, then they speed up. And the Vatsalya Bhav, the parenthood, they consider Krishna as their child, like a calf. So the motherly feelings arouse, and as cows are going in the direction of Krishna where he's playing his flute, snutastanihi, the milk is flowing. And they're not watering the grass, but milking the grass. They can't hold on to the milk because of the affection for the calf. In this case, Krishna, they begin giving milk. The milk is flowing and dripping from their udders. It's plentiful, so much milk, of course, so much affection, so much grass, everything is opulent. Then Venu Geet, there's a whole chapter about Venu Geet. Different Geetas are there in Bhagavatam. Venu Geet is, this is not that Venu is singing song. Venu could, Krishna's Venu does sing a song. But here Venu Geet is also Geet of gopis. Gopis are making different statements how others are more fortunate than they are. Including the flute is more fortunate than they are. And then we should be there. And the lips of the Lord, or touching the lips of the Lord, or drinking the nectar of the lips of the Lord. But look, this bamboo, the child of bamboo has taken our position. I think this flute is more fortunate than we are. Like that, they take so many examples. And they glorify other devotees. They are more fortunate. This is because of the feelings of separation. There are always feelings of separation. And they glorify Krishna in these words like Barha Pidam Natavara Vapu Karunayo Karunikaram. Very famous. They say, Krishna, look. They paint Krishna's picture. You don't need camera. You can just read what gopis say and just paint a picture within the mind, visualize, and in a complete form will stand before us. So Barha Pidam, he has a peacock feather in his crown there. Natavara Vapu. Natavar is like a best actor. Nat means actor. Natavar means best actor. And Natavara Vapu, his body is like a actor. And the way Krishna dresses meticulously, Nectar of Devotion describes, he meticulously dresses, not a sloppy. Everything has to be paka. As if some cameramen are waiting for him outside. They're just going into the forest, but Krishna dresses wonderfully, like a Nataraj, Natavar. Karnayo Karnikaram. And he holds a flower, Kaner flower, a special flower in his ear. Says he 2 years and one flower, but he holds one flower in 2 years. How is that possible? Did you hear me? He has one flower which he puts on in both the years. Have you got some clue? Okay, he has a clue. Sometimes it stays here, then after some time, same flower goes that side. It's Karanayo. Karanayo means 2 years. Karanikaram. One flower, 2 years. So, Bibhradvasaha is closer. Dazzling, shining, like a lightning. Kanaka Kapisham. Golden complexion, but not a dull gold, like a lightning, dazzling, glistening. Vaijayanti Chamalam, and he wears a garland called Vaijayanti Mala. When garland has 5 different kinds of flowers, then that garland is called Vaijayanti Mala.
Randhran Venor Adharasudhaya Purayan.
Randhran is holes in Venu. He fills up those holes, fills up his whole flute with Sudhaya, Adharasudhaya, his lower lip. Emanating the nectar, and then he fills the flute with the nectar. Purayan, and then he sprinkles that nectar. Then as he plays that flute, then that nectar goes all over Brajamandal. His flute could be heard. And of course only those he wishes them to hear, only those persons would hear the flute. This is also, it's within Krishna's control. And 2 persons are next to each other. One is hearing the flute. Other one has no clue what is going on here. So this is what happens. The gopis hear the flute at night time. It is their time around 10:30 p.m. It's the gopis' time with Krishna, and the flute is played, and they hear, no one else hears. As they hear the flute playing, they leave everything in the middle, whatever. Chapati cooking, one side cooked, another one not cooked. They're doing little makeup, one earring is there, and they hear the flute, they go. So much attraction for the Lord. That flute is so enchanting, like a magnet. So some hear, others don't hear the flute.
Gopa Vrindai.
So such Krishna, gopis describe this little description of Krishna, and Gopa Vrindai, he is surrounded by the cowherd boys, and so the whole team. Vrindavanam Swapadaramanam Pravishad. The whole team enters Vrindavan. Gita Kirti, all the cowherd boys surrounding the Lord are glorifying the Lord. And lots of Gitas, Venu Geet. And there's a Vastra Chir Haran Leela is there. We're just kind of mentioning you chapters. Not taking you on the whole tour. So this after Kartik is a month of Margashirsh, and gopis do their Katyayani Vrat.
Hemante Prathame Masi.
That is Hemant Ritu. It has 2 months. So first of the 2 months of Hemant season,
Sheru the Katyayani Archanam Vratam.
So there's a Kalya, Chirghat on the bank of Jamuna. That's where gopis would go every morning, and they have made a deity of Katyayani from the sand there, and they pray every day, and their prayer is
Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha.
It's the only prayer that they're chanting.
Oh Katyayani, please.
Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi, O Devi,
Patim Me Kuru,
could you please be kind so that we could have Pati, husband?
Nanda Gopa Sutam,
son of Nanda Maharaj, let him be our husband.
Iti mantram japantyasta pujam chakruhu kumarikaha.
So like that, evam masam vratam cheru. So whole month, every morning they would go take bath. It's the coldest kind of month of the year in Vrindavan, but they disregard all this, and because they want to obtain Krishna. And so end of the month, Krishna becomes their husband. He lets them go on with that Katyayani Vrat for a whole month. And they go, they pray every day.
Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha.
Nanda Gopa Sutam Devi Patimme Kurute Namaha. They go, pray, come back. Next morning they go. So Lord was pleased with them. Lord heard their prayers and went there. The end of that month, and stole the garments of the gopis. That's the indication that he accepted them. Accepted, heard their prayers. You could see he's sitting there. And only in front of a husband, that's possible, the way they are made to stand. This is husband-wife relationship. So, yes, this is what you had been praying for. It's not my fault. And no one else also should blame Krishna for that. They were praying, and Lord fulfilled their desire. But there's nothing mundane, nothing. There's no impurity in Krishna or gopis. These pastimes of Radha Krishna, Gopi Krishna, or stealing garments, these are relished by Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit, and one time some lady was singing bhajan in Jagannath Puri, and he was very strict, sannyasi. First of all, he was attracted, and he started running in the direction of that person singing songs. But then he was told, my dear Lord, this is Mataji singing, lady singing. And then Lord came to the external consciousness and thank that. Thank you, thank you. You saved my life. Namah Sannyasiya. To set the example of this supreme kind of strictness, Lord has played this pastime, getting attracted, but then coming to the senses and stopping, running. So this is just to illustrate, this was the strictness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. But then he would sit down and listen to the Gopi Krishna, Madhurya Leela, Gunarupa Naam Naam, Radha Madhav. Sri Radhika Madhavayorapara, Madhurya Leela, Gunarupa Naam Naam, Radha Madhav's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take great pleasure in hearing these pastimes. Because there's nothing mundane, material contamination in this Radha Krishna dealings. Pure, transcendental. And by hearing these pastimes from a proper sources and authorities, one becomes free from the mundane desires. One becomes free from calm as one hears the pastimes of Radha Krishna Prem, Gopi Krishna Prem. As one hears about their Prem, their love, one becomes free from their lust, their calm. That is a power. That proves the quality and the transcendental nature of those pastimes. So towards the end of that month, austerity, there is another one, huh? Quite different perspectives, huh? Different photographers have taken. There's another one from another angle. Sweet. Nice. So here, right there, now, Krishna says that we'll meet in future. Says we'll meet again in future. One of those nights we'll meet again. Yata abala vrajam siddha yaye mam ranshata kshapaha. Kshapaha means nights. You have attained perfection in your vows. We are meeting, but we'll meet again in the future. And that future night was the what is that month? One before Kartik. Marashish, huh? Aswin, no. Marksh, no. Shravan Kartik. One before Kartik. What is the famous name? Aswin Kartik, huh? Sharad Purnima is when? Okay. That's not a month, name's month. That's Ritu's month. So during that night, Sharad Purnima night, Lord meets the gopis. So what we read tomorrow is that. So here,
In fact, that meeting took place, just to give you a little idea, this is tomorrow's topic, but he met after like 10 months. Anyway, I don't want to spend so much time, but after 10 months he met. After this meeting, where he promises, they work out a strategy, okay, we'll meet, in future we'll meet one of future nights. So after 10 months, they meet again, and then that is Rasa Dance night, which is described in 5 different chapters, Rasa Panchadhyaya. So we will be talking about that tomorrow. And then next chapter, also briefly, we want to say something, is this is about, yeah, the Brahmins, Karma Kandiya Brahmins performing Yajna Swaha, Swaha, they are busy with. So the same day, in fact, because Krishna wanted to meet gopis during early morning hours here on the bank of Jamuna and stealing garments. So there was no time for preparing lunch packets. Remember the other day we heard they had no time to eat at home before going. They wanted to, but this was even, there was not even time for their mothers to cook. So they get up and they go. So after this stealing the garments, they did some more cow herding pastimes, and they were hungry, but you know, no lunch packets. No coward boy had gone with any breakfast or lunch packet with them. So when they were hungry, all the boys, they approached the Lord and say, you know, Krishna. He says, Badhati Kshun. We are being, you know, troubled by hunger. You know, you are powerful, always killing big, big demons. Could you kill our hunger? The indirect way of bringing up the topic. You are powerful, you know, always killing this demon, that demon. But we are hungry, you know. Could you kill, do something about this? And so when they were informed, Krishna said, hey, not far from here, there's a big fire sacrifice is going on. You go ask. So some coward boys had gone. And so they went and they asked, oh, Krishna is near here, Balaram, they're both hungry. Could you please? But you know, they stayed busy. No, no, we are, Krishna is hungry. No, they're just busy chanting their mantra. Hey, Babaji, Krishna is near here, Krishna. They're just busy chanting. They're just little boys. Hey, get lost. Now we are doing big yajna, don't disturb us. In fact, that was not the case. What it says here, this is a little storytelling, we are, that they did not say yes or no, they just stayed busy, you know, with their chanting of the mantras. They couldn't figure it out, simple connection, that this yajna is for satisfaction of the Lord. All the ingredients here are meant for pleasure of the Lord. They should have taken, oh, Lord is pleased with us. He has come so near here and he's hungry. Let us carry everything. Let's offer it to him. We're thinking he's up there in the heaven or up there in Golok. But he has come. He's very near. Let's carry everything. Offer it to him. They couldn't think. Karma Khand. Jnanakhand kevala vishera bhand. The karmakhand, jnanakhand is described as just simply pot of poison. So much karmakhand rituals go on in India, around the world also, not knowing what the goal is of that process, of that ritual. So these Brahmins were like that. Lord is trying to expose them. Our Lord is trying to teach us a lesson. So, Sansiddhi Hari Toshanam. Purpose is to please the Lord. Hari Sansiddhi Hari Toshanam. Is Hari Santusht? That is perfection. So the coward boys came back disappointed, totally disappointed. And they said, we did everything. We just repeated whatever you had said, Krishna and Balaram, but, you know, didn't work. And we are still hungry. Then Krishna said, okay, but you go to their wives. They are at home. And for sure they will give some food for all of us to eat. So they go and Namo Viprapatnibhyo. The coward boys have gone and they're offering their pranam. Obeisances. They had done that to the Brahmins also. They had not taken it seriously. Even that obeisance did not work. And then they said, you know, Krishna and Balaram are near here, and bubhukshitasya, they are very hungry. Annam pradiyatam, could you give some food, something to eat? And as soon as they heard this, that Krishna and Balaram are very near and they are hungry, that was it. Immediately, they are ready to. No, give us. No. Coward boys are saying, please give it. But these ladies were wanting to go personally and deliver that food. Because they were very, very anxious to see the Lord. And this eagerness to see the Lord in the wives was because of Shrutva Achyuta Upayatam Tat Katha Akshipta Manasaha. They had been hearing about Krishna. Persons coming from Mathura, different places, to visit their home village, hometown, or fruit vendors would come. And they would always talk. You know, we were just there in Mathura, we're just here, and we met, we saw this, that. These ladies would always hear. And by hearing and hearing about Krishna, they had developed this eagerness to have his darshan, meet him. And as they got the news that they are very near, they just personally wanted to go and feed Krishna and Balaram and others also. Samudram iva nimnagaha, says, like the river runs to the ocean. So they are running towards Krishna. So they went there and they found it was Ashok Ban on the bank of Jamuna. Yamuna upavane Ashoka Navapallava mandite. And they saw Krishna. Where was Krishna? He was standing. Not only just, he wasn't alone. So many coward boys were there. And so Krishna's hand was, he was standing like that. There's a description like that. I'm just trying to go it faster. say my 1,000 words by showing you. And he was holding a lotus in his hand, which he was twirling. Is that a twirling? So there were thousands of coward boys, and all these ladies were running with a basket full of fruits and gulab jamun, sandesh, kachoris, and whatnot. And immediately spotted, oh, that must be him. How did they know which one was Krishna? Huh? How did they find a flute? Where did they find out that Krishna has a flute? Or he plays flute, huh? They had heard, exactly. They had heard, they had read in Bhagavatam, discussed about this. So the description that they had been hearing was corresponding, matching with one particular person in that crowd. And he was especially brilliant and effulgent. So immediately they know, that's the one, that's the one. He is the one. And they go and they feed him, feed Balaram, everyone. And so they had association, darshan, association of Krishna, service they rendered by feeding Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys. And, you know, their life was further transformed and they became elevated in their consciousness, developed all the symptoms of love of Godhead, ecstasies. And Krishna and Balaram, they encouraged them to return. They were not ready to go back. Just keep us, but they encouraged. They go back. There was a purpose going, returning, because, and when they returned, the husbands, by seeing the symptoms of love for the Lord, very visible, their bodies were trembling, they were shedding tears, always, always talking about Krishna and Balaram. Drishtva stri nam bhagavati krishne bhakti malaukikim. Alaukiki bhakti, alaukik bhakti. Alaukik, not laukik, not of this world, another world. They had developed that bhakti. By seeing that, they realized the dry business that they were going into. No juice. This yajna business, rituals, dry rituals. And they started, hey, hell with our vidya, hell with our vows, hell, what good is our Gurukul education, what good is our Sanskrit studies, what good, look what has happened to our good wives. And they accepted their wives' example, accepted them as their gurus, spiritual masters. And then they also became eventually devotees of Krishna by the mercy of their good wives. So to illustrate this, one is devotion, genuine devotion for the Lord, another one is just a ritual. Of the two, now you know which way to go. So you could study this chapter, going through the details. Aho vayam dhanya tamam, says our life is dhanya. Tadrashi striyaha, wives like this, we are lucky, fortunate. The devotee wives. Bhaktyam yasa matirjata asmakam nishala haro. Our mati also became fixed. Our intelligence also has now become fixed on Krishna. And this is because of Krishna's mercy reaching us through our good vibes. And then that leads to our Govardhan Leela Ki. So Krishna wants everything pure, standard. So he did not want this ritual business going on in Vrindavan or anywhere in the world. So he performed that particular Leela to make that point, so that the whole world could know the difference and learn some lessons. And then this Govardhan Leela is also for teaching yet another lesson, as lots of personalities and religionists are attached to the rituals. Plenty of them are also attracted to the demigod worship, not knowing the difference between God and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Basically, not knowing the difference between heaven and the Vaikunth. Yeah, not knowing, yes. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale, ashant. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. This is all lower nature of the, it's part of the religion. Mukti, siddhi, bhukti, demigod worship, different things. But Krishna had to say, sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braj. Yes, yes, this may be religion, but there is something superior. The essence of all religion is mamekam sharanam braj. Worshipping demigod may be part of it's a religion, it's connected. But Lord has this demigod worship designed to fulfill the desires, still some mundane desires. Kankshata, kankshanta karmana siddhim bhajante iha devata kshipram hi manusai loke siddhir bhavati karma jaha. So kankshanta, this desire, fulfillment of different desires. So iha devata, bhajante, people worship devatas. Kamaistaiste rita jnana prapadyante anya devata. Kama, full of kam, full of lust, full of desires. Want this, want that. Then Lord has arranged, delegated, empowered demigods to fulfill those kinds of desires. When the desires are pure, then he personally tackles, handles, reciprocates, deals with those persons, those devotees. So in Vrindavan one time, Krishna was noticing this year after year. His parents and other coward men were performing one particular yajna, sacrifice, but he was still a small boy, and he had not really understood or cared to understand. Yeah, just a boy, busy playing. Now he's grown up and he wants to know. Kathyatam me pitaha ko ayam kim phalam kasya uddeshaha kenava sadhyate makaha. What is this sacrifice all about? Why is it performed? What are the benefits? What are the fruits of all this endeavor? Questions are raised. And Nanda Maharaj is trying to give some explanations. Yes, you know, we are coward boy, coward man. We depend on the cows, they need grasses. When the rains are there, then only grasses. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavaha. Like that. So we worship, we are doing this to worship Indra. He's in charge of rains. We need lots of rains. The grasses and grains are required for our survival. Some practical response like that was given by Nanda Maharaj. This is quite an old and sound tradition we had been doing. And if we don't follow this or neglect this out of kamat, lobhat, bhayat, dveshat, out of fear, out of envy, out of other reasons, na apnauti shobhanam, no one could have a good fortune. So we have to do this, we have to do this. Nanda Maharaj is explaining, and Krishna is not convinced, and because he wants to make Indra angry. Indra has become proud, and Krishna wants to say something that would make Indra angry, and then there would be opportunity for smash his pride, help him, chastise him, chastise and help him. So Krishna's basic proposal is, no, we don't have to worship Indra. No, but we have all this shopping done. All this yajna samagri is here. The grains, the ghee, the flowers, the fruits, and what do you mean we don't do this? What do we do instead? And Krishna had a proposal. Let us use all these ingredients to worship Govardhan. In fact, he mentions Giriraj, Maharaj Ki. He says, Tasmat Gavam, cows, Brahmanas, and Giriraj. Arabhyatam Makaha. For the pleasure of these three parties, he mentions, along with Govardhan, will also worship cows and the Brahmanas. And he gives further details how to accomplish this. Pachyatam vividha pakaha. Cook varieties of preparations. What are those?
Rice, dal, halava, puri, pakora, lagura, sagula, sandesh, seed, rice, burpee, samosa, sabji, chutney, jalebi, mapuras, shrikhan, ice cream, spaghetti, pancakes, cheesecake, pizza, goranga, potato.
This is an expanded version of that list. Krishna is eating pizzas all over. So do this, Krishna proposed, and then feed everyone. Annam bahuvidham tebhyo deyam o dhinu dakshinaha. To the Brahmanas you give annam, food, and dhinu dakshina, cows and the some offerings, Lakshmi, and so that's Brahmanas. To the cows, yavasam cha gavam datva, give them lots of grass to eat, to the cows. Giraye, diyatam balihi. Giraye, that is Giriraj. Unto Giriraj, more offerings.
Svalam kritaha bhuktavantaha svanulipta suvasasaha pradakshinam chakurutaha gopa vipran parvatan.
And when everyone is fed, everyone is Giriraj is worshipped, Giriraj is fed, the Brahmanas are happy, the cows, and even Chandalas, he mentioned, let everyone eat to their full satisfaction, and at the end you do Govardhan Parikrama. You put on nice clothes, clean clothes, ornaments also, and do pradakshina of Govardhan. So this was proposal of, whose proposal is this?
Krishna.
Krishna's proposal. And that's what they did. And proktam nishamya nandadyaha sadhu grunnanta tadvachaha. So tathacha yatha aha madhusudhana tatha. So whatever Madhusudan Krishna had proposed, everyone, they started doing that, following that program. Vachayitva swasti ayanam, they started chanting Purusha Sukta swasti vachan.
Swastina Govindaha Swastino Chitanando Swastino Vasudevo Vishnur Dadatu Swastino Narayano Narovai Swastino Padmanabham Purushottamo Dadatu Swastino Vishwakshino Vishveshwaraha Swastino Rishikesho Harir Dadatu Swastino Vainateyo Harihi Swastino Anjanasuto Hanur Bhagavato Dadatu Swasti Swasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahan Shri Krishna Satchidananda Gana Sarveshwareshwaro Dadatu.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So with chanting of these mantras by the priests, the whole proceedings are inaugurated. And then Godhanani Puraskritya Girim Chakrum Pradakshinam. So they kept all the cows in the front and the parikrama is beginning. Especially ladies and children are sitting in the ox cart, and ladies are swa alankritaha, aruya swa alankritaha, but their ears also are not only decorated, the earrings are not the alankar, decoration of the ears. When we hear about Krishna, then that's the ornament of our one's eyes, or ladies' ears. Ladies' ears, anybody's, ladies' ears. So the bangles are, it's not a just alankar, abhushan, ornament. When the hands are busy serving Krishna or cooking for Krishna, That's an ornament. Their service is an ornament for the hands. You're clapping, that's an ornament of the hand. Like that. So that kind of alankar. they were wearing, not just jewels or silver and gold ornaments, but all their senses. They were not just decorating their eyes with some kajal or but there are tears in their eyes as they felt separation from Krishna. And that was the decoration of their eyes. And like that. So swalam kritaha. So as the parikrama was about to begin,